Welcome to the Sparky Life Podcast
with Leah Lamella. I share with you my electrical journey, experiences, and insight through engaging banter with those I've met along the way. If you're interested in trade tales, an industry fraught with excitement and risk, subscribe and be notified every Thursday when Trade Tales continue. I came across Leah Carta in one of my podcast friend groups and was immediately drawn to her, especially because she spells her name L-I-A, just like me. Leah Carta is a homeschooling mother of three who married her high school sweetheart and lives in Texas. I'm a big fan of homeschooling and Leah Carta's podcast, Homeschooling for the Rest of Us. Leah and I wanted to get together to discuss the opportunity of skilled trade careers and how to introduce your children to these kind of career paths. I hope you enjoy our collab. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me at thesparkylifeofleah@gmail.com.
Well, I'm super excited for this conversation. Leah and I met online, and I think we were kind of gravitated toward each other because we both spell our name the exact same, which is super uncommon. I think I've met maybe one other LIA. Have you?
You're the first LIA I've met. So I was like, oh, she's got my name, like legit my name.
And so we decided to partner up today because I have been wanting to do a podcast on encouraging your kids to explore trade schools and the trades. And Leah, let me tell you how like this kind of opened, my eyes were opened to this whole thing. Is I was listening to a podcast one day and the guy was talking about how a plumber came to his house and he had like some toilet issues. And he turns to him and he goes, how much do you make in a year? And the plumber started laughing. He's like, well, I own my own plumbing company. He's like, oh, I know, but how much do you make? He said, this year I'll clear about 400,000.
Yeah.
I'll clear about 400,000. And he was like, why are we spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for my kids to go to college? And then they're not even using the degree. And so, yeah, that really opened my eyes that we just need to be talking a lot more about the trades. So Leah, can you tell your story a little bit, like how you shifted to trades, like what opened your eyes to the fact that this could actually be a career, a legit career?
Well, first, I'd like to say that on Sparky Life, that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast. It's because in the US, we've got a poor perception about skilled trades and exactly what they're like, what they have to offer. There's bad stigma associated with construction careers. So I definitely want to debunk a lot of that. And like you said, people think about construction careers, they don't understand the type of lifestyle you can afford yourself by working in skilled trades. Now, originally, I have a background in medical aesthetics. I did medical aesthetics for over a decade, and I transitioned to commercial fishing. And that's when COVID hit. So if the restaurants are closed, no one's buying fish, it's not really a stable income, and boats have a lot of overhead. So that didn't work out. My brother-in-law suggested that I check out the skilled trades because I like working with my hands. And I was like, shh. immediately my thought process was, oh, I have to go to school for this. See, that's how like ingrained it is that you need some type of schooling or some type of degree. I didn't know at the time, I could just walk right in. I had no clue. So right away, I thought, oh, I've got to pay for trade school. I don't have money for that. How the hell am I going to do that? And it just so happened that he was listening to a podcast and they were talking about a scholarship for a full ride at a women's, all women's trade school in West Virginia. And I applied and just happened to get it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was exposed to carpentry, plumbing, and electrical, and I fell in love with electrical work. I was like, what is this magic?
So when you go to trade school, you don't necessarily have to know what trade you want to pursue.
No. So there's different types of schools, right? You've got your vocational, you have trade schools, you have I don't want to, I guess you could call it a college in a sense that's geared towards skilled trades. And some specialize and some give you broad spectrum of the skilled trades. So you have an idea or a background of what you really want to get into. For the trade school that I went to, I got my apprentice HVAC license, my apprentice electrical license, and I had some background in plumbing, which was good because when I got on a commercial site, I at least had a understanding of kind of how things worked and how all the different trades work together. But I really want to drill this in. You do not need to go to school to enter the skilled trades. There are so many different paths. Right now is the perfect time to get in because there's such a huge deficit.
I've been seeing that here in Texas. Like, it's hard to get someone to come out for anything. And even just like a basic handyman, you can't find a basic handyman that can just do basic stuff. It's really hard. So, one of the things that my husband and I decided, so we homeschool our kids. And one of the things that we decided probably about 2 years ago is that when we start having the college conversation, we're also going to have a trade school conversation because our eyes have definitely been open to. My other thought, Leah, is that with this whole AI revolution happening, like Silicon Valley tech stuff, that's going away. Like, I firmly believe that. Like, I remember when I started homeschooling, I was like, we need to learn computer coding. And now I'm like, no, we don't. We need to learn how to use tools. How to fix the toilet. And so, like, my husband is being very, 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 very on top of, even with our girls, if he goes to fix something, he takes a kid with us. We're with him, hands on. Like, luckily, I married a guy that saves me a lot of money. But he'll take the girls to go fix the pool pump, or he'll go have Lincoln help him. They replaced a toilet a couple weeks ago. So he's involving them, and we're seeing that. And also, just because every single one of our friends, not every, almost every single one, is in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and they're not utilizing their degree at all. Cody and I don't utilize, we didn't, we were so, super close to finishing our degree. I was a semester out before I dropped out, which is crazy, but I had debt. I don't utilize what my almost degree was. My husband doesn't utilize his, it's not the career field he's in. And so I think we have to talk about these things. So I think another question that I have for you too is, as homeschoolers, especially, I know not everyone in a traditional school setting has this option, but we do have a lot of free time. And so are there things like starting at age 14, 15, 16, are there things, programs, can I enroll my son at 16 in a trade school if he wanted to? Like, what is the age cap on these things?
Yes, depending on the state. So first off, I love your podcast. One of the reasons why I'm love your podcast is because I'm a big proponent of homeschooling. With my background and everything I've seen, I think that one of the best things parents can do today is homeschool. If you're in a situation where you can do that, in my opinion, that's the ideal thing to do. I have so many girlfriends of mine who were homeschooled. And they just had a leg up. They know more about the world and how it operates. They had time to really invest in other activities. Homeschool just has so many benefits. So, big fan, all about it. Regarding getting a high school aged child into trades, you could definitely do a program where they're building something, some kind of camp. Depending on what type of Boy Scouts, actually, some of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are badass, but it depends on, again, your location. I was in Girl Scouts, and unfortunately, we just got badges to sit around and read books and sew, and we did not earn like any of the badges that we should have. However, a woman I spoke to, Shiloh, she's in Massachusetts, and her Girl Scouts is like amazing. They go camping, they make fire, they like real survival stuff. I mean, it was fantastic. Teaching them about the car, how to change oil. That's a great age to do that. That's a great age. Change a starter in car, change your brakes. Changing the brakes is actually very easy on most vehicles. People don't know this because it's not in school anymore. You're not taught. And something like a vehicle, that's your independence to teach a child how to take care of what helps them get from point A to point B. Very, very important, especially in my opinion, for women.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking too, life skills in general. Like, I really, the fact that Cody knows how to do all these things, it's very rare we have to call someone because he just has that figure it out. He can find it on YouTube. So I think even equipping your kids, you're financially setting them up, even if they don't go into the trades. Like, I really, when I say this, we live on 10 acres. He has saved us, I'm going to be bold and say at least over $100,000, I would bet. And the things that he has been able to do himself, even like our water filter, when we first moved here, we had it done professionally. You have to get it changed with the well, and it was like $1,000. And the next year, he's like, I can do this. And so he does it every year, and it costs him $60 to get the thing that he needs. And so that saves us $1,000 every single year. And so I think even just your kids knowing that life skill, and again, as homeschoolers, we have that extra time to do that. So, Leah, I was going to tell you, I'm super excited about this, and maybe your listeners can kind of have a place where they can fill in their community because I am excited about this. But our homeschool co-op, so we have a co-op that meets on Thursdays, and it's kind of like elective style classes, so just fun classes. One of our good friends owns his own electrician business. He's a master electrician, really nice. And he has offered to come in. He has to do the morning class, but he does a 1 hour class on Thursdays. And we meet at a church. He goes around the church and shows them how to do different electrical stuff. So it's like hands-on.
That's amazing.
And so it's so cool. And they're going to work on like this, the how to program the lights in the church and the soundboard and all electrical things. So I really think that that's a good way. If you want to get plugged into your community, you could find, a local co-op because there's always a need for that. Like, we were super excited that he offered to do that because what an experience.
Oh my, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. The other thing about skilled trades, it's not just the financial benefit. I've had seven different careers in my lifetime. So I like to consider myself a connoisseur of careers. I
Variety is like really insane.
can tell you that no career has prepared me to be so successful in life like skilled trades. And the reason for that is when you're building on a construction site or you have a project, you must problem solve and you must problem solve on the spot often. This is so valuable in life. And too many people, myself included, I used to be this way. They like the same thing over and over and over again because it's reliable and it feels good. Unfortunately, if you want true success in life, and I'm not just talking about money, being able to problem solve on the fly, being able to pivot quickly, being able to see something that most might see as potentially as bad and flip it into a positive is priceless. There's nothing like it. And in every role that I've been in, nothing has done that more than skilled trades.
It sounds very fulfilling because you're in the confidence that it brings because you're finding a problem and you alone are responsible for fixing it or maybe some collaboration, but you're figuring out the solution.
Oh, every day I'm like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I built that. It's an incredible feeling, and you actually get to see your work.
Okay, so if parents are, kind of thinking, I need to sit down and start having the college conversation and college tours, like, if you're a parent with teenagers, what is that? How would you introduce trades? Like, where would you even start? Like, my family has no trade connections other than like friends who own businesses, but where would you start with that conversation?
I lived in Houston, Texas for 3 years, so I happen to know Texas. And unfortunately, Texas is not a union state. Now, I say unfortunately because it's very easy to get into skilled trades through a union. That's one of the main reasons why it's beneficial. In Texas, you would have to approach a contractor, small company, or a business owner and apply and be persistent and get a lot of no's before you get a yes. With unions, it's a lot easier to step in, especially because there's such a deficit. It's like now is the time to take advantage of this. with a union, you'd walk into your local hall, you'd say, "Hey, I want to be a pipe fitter, I want to be a steam fitter, I want to be a millwright, plumber, whatever." I recommend listening to Sparky Life, where we speak to different trades so you can understand the vast majority that's out there. So many different things that you might not have known existed. And I call them hidden heroes because they're the foundation of society. They're what elevates us, what brings the best parts of us out. Okay, so let's say that you're in a strong union state. You would go down to your hall, fill out some forms, an application, and then you'll be scheduled for a reading comprehension and math exam. Once you qualify, you'll go through an interview process, and then once accepted, immediately be sent out to a contractor. And you start, and you get paid to learn on the job.
This is while you're learning. So it's this is the school.
Yes, this is the school.
Wow.
Every day you go to work, you are paid to learn, you are paid to work. Nothing beats experience. I don't care how many doctorate degrees, masters you have, nothing beats hands-on experience. That's why some of these craftsmen and craftswomen are just mind-blowing phenomenal because they have 30 years experience in something. It's magical to watch them work. It is. And depending on the local, depending on the trade, some trades will actually pay you to sit and go to school and give you books for free. So I don't know, getting paid to go to school and learn.
Could someone start their school in high school? Like, I know a big thing in the homeschool community is dual enrollment. Like, right when they're around 16, they'll finish out their high school doing like college courses at night. Like, could someone start trade school at 16
Yes.
if they're an age limit?
To my knowledge, I'm sure it might differ in different schools depending. You could start at 16.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had an AC guy come out the other day, and the kid must have been 17, and he was like fixing and troubleshooting and all the things. And I asked him, I was like, "How did you get started?" He's like, "Oh, I do this every summer, and then it just morphed into a full-time job for me." I asked him, I said, "How much are you going to make this year?" He said, "Probably about 100K." I'm like, "And you're 17. This is great."
My girlfriend, who's a pipe fitter at the age of 21, bought and owned her own home. Like, no mortgage, owned it.
So some people do, you know, the dream is I want my kid to be a brain surgeon so that they're financially set. How much money can people make in the trades? Like, what are the ranges that you see?
Oh, wow. So there's so many skilled trades. Everybody knows plumber, carpenter, and electrician. Those are your staples, right? But there's so much more. And that range is vast depending on the state. So you could make anywhere from 50,000 in general in almost any trade. Maybe let's say 40,000 to 50,000 if you're starting off as an apprentice, to millions if you own your own business. I mean, it depends on where you take it, right? So on average, most skilled trades is making around six figures.
Most of them. And that's
Yes.
without college debt.
No college degree. No college degree.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about the obvious. You're a woman in the trades. So what would you say to parents with girls? Because it's not the stereotype. It's definitely different, but I certainly love it. Like, my husband has known since the minute those baby girls were born that they were going to learn how to, like, I tell him all the time, I wish my dad had taught me some of these basics so I didn't have to depend on you for everything. Like, if something happens to him and I'm, you know, a single mom, like, I need to be able to know how to do some of these things. So I've always told him, you will show our daughters how to do all this. So talk to me about breaking that stereotype, why it's important, and kind of what you're seeing. Is there a trend in the trades with women joining, more women joining?
There is a trend, so more women are joining. The largest population that makes the least amount of money is women. So women are the minority group that are in the highest amount of poverty.
You're
So
talking in general, not just in trades. You just mean
I'm
across.
in across the board, across the board. So to be a single mom and work at Walmart, good luck, right? It's very, very difficult. And more women are starting to be introduced to skilled trades, and most of them walk in for financial security because you can't beat the salaries. They're fantastic. Also, because the government has to check some boxes, right? You're more likely to be accepted because they've got to tick that box. So, for a long time, it was very difficult to have equal opportunities. And by the government establishing certain companies need to have a certain percentage of minority and women fall into that category, they're more likely to hire female. So that's to your benefit. And anything to give you an advantage, you should take it. Also, being female in the trades, I spoke to a gender bias specialist. I don't know if you know Brenda Tackleberry. She's fantastic. And the stats are it, when you have more balance of female and male in any company, corporation, or business, you have a higher margin of profit.
I love that.
It's cool.
So let me ask you, I just want to know personally, like as a woman, like what are some of the challenges that you do face, or do you feel like it's like, I mean, are you ever harassed? Do you have to deal with, like, I'm imagining you being like catcalled on scaffolding or something.
So the cat calling is not an it, I have been on several construction sites. I've spoken to hundreds of women in skilled trades, thousands at this point. And the cat calling is so rare. You're more likely to get cat called walking down the street to
We're
your
seeing this in the
corporate.
movies. We're seeing it in the
Like
movies.
it's not on the site, everyone's there to work.
Okay. Good.
Now, I was sexually harassed when I was in medical aesthetics, and I was sexually harassed on a construction site. So it, unfortunately, this is sad but true. Most women will come across some form of sexual harassment. The stats are scary high. You're not going to see any more sexual harassment in the construction industry than you are any other industry across the board, from my experience and the experience of the women that I speak to. Most of the time, the guys are there just to work. They don't want to create waves, but you're always going to get somebody that's not of high quality. I'm trying to watch my language.
I receive what you're saying. I get it. I get it. So, to shift for just a second, let's talk about costs. So, you've kind of thrown out a couple options where I'm hearing you say, you know, if you go the union route, you could possibly get hired on and get paid to learn. If I wanted to independently help my son get enrolled in a specific trade, welding school or something, like what, how much do those usually cost? I know that probably varies too, but.
It varies 3,000 to 10 grand. So it's still insanely less expensive than college.
Do you have to buy your own tools? Like, do you buy all your tools?
So in again, depending on the local, depending on the school, most of the time you are responsible for buying your own tools. But this is why I say I would recommend like you talk about that 17-year-old boy who was like, oh, I did this for summers and then it turned into a full-time job. I would recommend investigating different skilled trades, see which one your child is most attracted to, or with your guidance, because parents going to know their kid and what they tend to be skilled at, and do like a summer job or a start working at part-time at a company, because nothing beats hands-on experience.
I mean, even if they end up not going that route, what they have learned is still super valuable. So,
Yes.
what are things that we should be looking for in our kids? Like, if you're a parent and you've got, you know, three kids, what are things that you would look at that would be like, we need to talk about trades?
High energy, liking to move, not wanting to sit for long periods of time. The kid that got in trouble for squealing around all the time, that'd be me. Curious. I would say someone who is shy or timid should 100% be introduced to the skill trades just for the confidence building that that will bring for that person. So even if they don't have a extrovert-like personality type, it's so beneficial for your overall confidence and well-being to be able to build and use your mind and your body at the same time that I would recommend introducing them to a skilled trades just on the premise of helping them grow their confidence.
I love that. And what's exciting to me, Leah, is I think we're going to see kind of a shift. I really see a lot of people rebelling against the just college has to happen kind of mindset. If you think about it in the 80s and 90s, like if your kid was a plumber, you weren't like super excited to share that. Where now it's almost like people are embarrassed of their college debt. It's like it's flipped, the tide has turned, and now yeah, my son is a plumber. He's doing an awesome job. And so I would just encourage everyone listening to really explore that avenue. Cody and I are so excited to explore that with all three of our kids, because I really do think that I think that's an easier path to entrepreneurship too. I really do like to have that skilled set. Like we have a friend who owns an air conditioning company and he is very financially secure. He's able to contribute to so many great causes. It's because money's not everything, but I think the more you have, the more you can give, right? And the more
Yes.
help your community. And so it's been really cool to see what he's been able to do, versus, having gone to traditional school. So, Leah, this was very valuable and thank you so much. Do you have any like final thoughts or final pieces of advice that you would give to parents that are going to start navigating, searching out trades and looking into trades that know nothing?
You can find tons of information on the Sparky Life podcast. We now offer on our Patreon page a community network and live streaming once a month, providing mentorship, guidance, information, and resources on the skilled trades. You can always email me directly at the sparkylifeofleah@gmail.com. I'm happy to help. And by speaking with experts in the field, you will discover what skilled trade sparks your child's interests and how best to get them started on the right path.
People that are passionate about it love to help. Like I think about our friend Skylar that's going to do the co-op class. He was so excited to do it. He was so excited that there's young men and women who like want to learn about lights and sound and electricity, and like it lit him up. And so I think so often we worry about like inconveniencing people, but there's people that want to share their skills and their passion, and you just have to seek them out, and they're there.
Exactly. It's one of the reasons why I started Sparky Life. I want to be able to have that network available and mentorship, especially for women, because I know that as I went through my apprenticeship, about to take my journeyman exam, very excited, I yearned for a female mentorship in the trades, and it was very difficult to find that. So creating that community is really important, and we love what we do. We're excited to help. We're excited to be involved.
Awesome. Well, I'm really proud of you, Leah. Thanks for this conversation today.
Oh, thank you. I have one question for you.
Yes.
I want to know for women who would like to start homeschooling, how should they begin doing that? Because it can be very intimidating.
Listen to episode 4 of Homeschooling for the Rest of Us.
Yes.
A longer answer. I would say like I do have an episode dedicated to that. It's called Help, I Want to Homeschool. What do I do?
I love
So
it.
episode 4 of the Homeschooling for the Rest of Us podcast. But I would think like one of the things that you have to do is you have to deprogram what you think school is. Like so often I see women that will come in and they'll create this classroom replica for their kids, and that's not what learning is needs to be. Like it doesn't need to be confined to four walls. It's very similar to what you were saying, how it's hands-on and you go different places and you see different things. And so the world is our classroom and there's different ways of learning. And so I think that's the biggest hang up for most people is they think that they have to replicate worksheets. They think they have to duplicate A chalkboard and whatever. And our brains were just not designed to learn that way. Your kids will learn by having hands-on activities and having different experiences. And also homeschooling doesn't take nearly as long. Like I have a full-time career and I homeschool. It takes us about, I would say 2 to 4 hours every morning. It just depends on what we have going on that day. And then the rest of the day I'm working. And so it doesn't need to be this full-time sacrifice where you have to quit your job. You can have it, you can homeschool at night. You know, if someone's an electrician and they work at 4 in the morning and get home early afternoon, you can homeschool your kids in the evening after you've had a nap. Like you can really tailor it to your lifestyle. So I encourage more people to do it. I really think it's the way to give your kids an advantage because you're catering to their learning style. You know how you were saying, like you were the kid that always got in trouble because you were bouncing around.
Yes.
We're taught in school that you have to be fit into a box. And this is how you're going to learn. And this is what you're going to do, when that's absurd. Everyone's brain works differently. I don't teach my 6-year-old the same way that I teach my 10-year-old. And it took me a while to figure out their learning styles, but through experience you do. And now I get to cater to how they learn, which is really magical and really fun.
It sounds magical. And somebody who is dyslexic, it's very meaningful to me and personal, and that's why I'm very passionate about homeschooling. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I am so proud and appreciative of my fellow Leah. Her willingness and eagerness to revolutionize the college talk into a more full-body conversation about all the possibilities that her kids can embark on in their lives. It is so important not to just expose your kids to different career paths, but also to establish a foundation for the realities that lie inherent in each path, such as the stats behind college debt and actually utilizing your degree, and also debunking unfavorable myths about construction careers, uncovering the hidden value of skilled trades. For parents, Leah and I want to share just as much as it is important for your child to stay curious, the same applies to parents. Be curious about your child's skill set and the variety of options available to them. Be curious about redefining learning and success, and don't be afraid to wander down the road less traveled. What road will you travel? Thank you for joining us. If you felt a spark in today's episode, I invite you to write a review. I'd love to hear what lit you up. Take what resonates with you. And if you'd like to hear more of The Sparky Life, please subscribe, like, follow, and share. Until next time, create the sparks in your life.